The former head of the UK Border Agency, Brodie Clark, is going to give his version of events at Westminster today in the row with the Home Secretary Theresa May over the relaxation of border controls. The issue, of course, has a toxic quality. Immigration and border security are matters that successive Home Secretaries have found very difficult, not least because they arouse such strong feelings among backbenchers. Mr Clark will be asked today for his account of precisely how far his officials were following ministerial instructions. He's already made it clear that he disagrees with the Home Secretary's version of events. Let's look at the troubled background to this question, because it is an issue that has caused endless difficulty for successive people who've held that office. Our Home Affairs correspondent Danny Shaw has been tracing the troubled history of the UK Border Agency.
In the wake of the problems of mass migration that we have been facing, our system is not fit for purpose.
John Reid's candid description of the immigration system he inherited as Home Secretary in May 2006. His remarks were an attempt to wipe the slate clean after his predecessor Charles Clark resigned, after more than 1,000 foreign prisoners, among them murderers and rapists, had been released without being considered for deportation. Mr Reid said the Immigration and Nationality Directorate within the Home Office was inadequate in terms of its information technology, leadership, management and processes. But according to a former immigration officer, Steve Moxon, the failings were rooted in a mindset of defeatism at the top of the organisation, which he says still prevents it embracing radical reform.
I would say it's fundamentally incompetent. And that's driven by a general ethos, which is long-standing, that immigration is an insoluble problem.
Steve Moxon had been sacked for claiming in the press that checks were being relaxed on migrants from countries about to join the EU. The scandal eventually led to the resignation of the Immigration Minister, Beverly Hughes. At the time, Labour was trying to plug gaps in a system that had enabled asylum seeker numbers to climb to 100,000 a year.
The immigration system cannot work if you have any single chink in the armour, as it were, because that's immediately exploited. As Tony Blair discovered, if you try to hunker down on asylum, all that happens is people then start fraudulently obtaining visas to become students or just walk in on a six-month tourist visa. Anyone can do that.
Immigration understandably and legitimately generates strong feelings right across our communities.
When Gordon Brown took over at number 10, he tried to address head-on concerns about immigration, as well as overseeing a shake-up behind the scenes.
Segment 1. The former head of the UK Border Agency, Brodie Clark, is going to give his version of events at Westminster today in the row with the Home Secretary Theresa May over the relaxation of border controls. The issue, of course, has a toxic quality. Immigration and border security are matters that successive Home Secretaries have found very difficult, not least because they arouse such strong feelings among backbenchers. Mr Clark will be asked today for his account of precisely how far his officials were following ministerial instructions. He's already made it clear that he disagrees with the Home Secretary's version of events. Let's look at the troubled background to this question, because it is an issue that has caused endless difficulty for successive people who've held that office. Our Home Affairs correspondent Danny Shaw has been tracing the troubled history of the UK Border Agency. Segment 2.
In the wake of the problems of mass migration that we have been facing, our system is not fit for purpose.
John Reid's candid description of the immigration system he inherited as Home Secretary in May 2006. His remarks were an attempt to wipe the slate clean after his predecessor Charles Clark resigned, after more than 1,000 foreign prisoners, among them murderers and rapists, had been released without being considered for deportation. Mr Reid said the Immigration and Nationality Directorate within the Home Office was inadequate in terms of its information technology, leadership, management and processes.
Segment 3.
But according to a former immigration officer, Steve Moxon, the failings were rooted in a mindset of defeatism at the top of the organisation, which he says still prevents it embracing radical reform.
I would say it's fundamentally incompetent, and that's driven by a general ethos, which is long-standing, that immigration is an insoluble problem.
Steve Moxon had been sacked for claiming in the press that checks were being relaxed on migrants from countries about to join the EU. The scandal eventually led to the resignation of the Immigration Minister, Beverly Hughes. At the time, Labour was trying to plug gaps in a system that had enabled asylum seeker numbers to climb to 100,000 a year.
Segment 4.
The immigration system cannot work if you have any single chink in the armour, as it were, because that's immediately exploited, as Tony Blair discovered. If you try to hunker down on asylum, all that happens is people then start fraudulently obtaining visas to become students or just walk in on a 6-month tourist visa. Anyone can do that.
Immigration understandably and legitimately generates strong feelings right across our communities.
When Gordon Brown took over at number 10, he tried to address head-on concerns about immigration, as well as overseeing a shake-up behind the scenes.